welcome as always on a Tuesday. Around about this time, we catch up with our IT and gadget guru and Rabbitohs tragic. And he has a wonderful website too, Tech Guide, T-E-C-H-G-U-I-D-E, techguide.com.au. Stephen Fenwick is the man. He's on the line. Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Richard. How are you doing?
Good, thanks, mate. And looking forward to the start of the season. I think your Bunnies take on the Broncos on Friday night. And, of course, yep. Major defection from the Bunnies, Adam Reynolds, out with COVID-19.
Yeah, well, I'm actually heading up to Brisbane to watch the game. So, yeah, a bit disappointed Adam won't be lining up against his old team. But I think there's some talks that they're trying to get him. I think his period for the COVID break finishes hours before the kickoff, apparently. So there's talk he may still play.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Look, I know you're a Tesla lover and have been a Tesla owner for a number of years. This big cargo ship, Felicity Ace, and yeah. apparently was chock full of mainly electric cars heading to the United States. It was on fire for quite some time. It's now sunk in the middle of the Atlantic somewhere. People were suggesting that the fire, well, they were having difficulty putting the fire out because of the lithium batteries in all the electric vehicles that were on board that ship. Do you know if there's any truth to that?
Yeah, well, no, that is a danger whenever there's lithium and if a battery is pierced. We saw what happened. An example of this was when, remember the Samsung Galaxy Note 7 dramas?
Yes.
That was because the design was such a way and the battery was constructed in such a way where even a small pierce of the battery would cause combustion. So it would smoke or catch fire. So we know the dangers there, and with a whole cargo load full of them, I don't understand how one could be pierced while it's just sitting still. But we'll never know. It's sunk now.
That's right. It's down the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
Okay. We talk a lot about drones. Apparently, Coles Supermarket have partnered with Wing, and they're offering a drone delivery service.
Yeah, this is taking place in Canberra. This is a little test. Coles become the first major supermarket to partner with Wing, who recently, I think a few weeks ago, they also partnered with KFC in Logan. If you're in southeast Queensland, you can get your Colonel's Best Works via drone as well. But the Coles, that they've offered just up to 250 different items that are okay for drone delivery. Obviously, the package can only be a maximum of 1.5 kilos. That's the payload. So things like, you know, fresh produce, bread, snacks, convenience meals, kitchen essentials, toilet paper, things like that, they're offering for delivery. And the drone arrives at your property, doesn't land, it lowers the package to your property, then goes, then flies back. And it's all automated too. There's like a mission control, like a air traffic control that controls where all these are going. It's all automated. And they can travel at up to speeds of up to 110 kilometres an hour too, so it's quite a fast.
Wow. Nuggets via drones. Look, I know you love the latest and greatest, and you're always, very much anticipating launches. Apple's got a peak performance virtual launch, which I think is coming up tomorrow, is that
early
right?
Early tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. it kicks off, Richard, so I'll be setting the alarm clock, and what we're expecting to see here is likely to be a new iPhone SE. So this is the affordable iPhone that will have the latest processor and improved camera, and it will also be 5G compatible, I understand, too. So even though it looks like the iPhone 8, the older design, it's still going to have all the modern features, including the processor and 5G. Likely also to be an update for the iPad Air, which was updated last year. This one's going to get probably 5G as well. And there's talk there may be even a new entry-level MacBook Pro as well. So I'll be keeping an eye on that. I'll have all the details up on Tech Guide as soon as the event finishes.
Yep, that's Stephen's website, techguide.com.au. International Women's Day today, Stephen, and I must ask you, it's been a hot topic this morning. Have you been trained to put the toilet seat down?
Yes, I have. Yeah, that's just courtesy, I think. It's just to close it down, keep it shut. That's something I've done all my life.
And good. And do you think the world would be a better place if we had more women in control, in positions of power?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I think I've got a lot of strong women in my life, my mother, my wife, you know, and friends and people. So I think absolutely they deserve to be have a voice at the table just like the men, if not the same number, even more.
Oh, you said like a real diplomat. Okay, mate, congratulations. I'm going to say congratulations now on a victory on Friday night, which you're hoping for. But,
let's hope so, Richard. Yeah. We're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, we are. We are getting ahead of ourselves. All right, mate. Always, thanks for your time. Have a great week.